Hi, welcome back to Story Time with Lola Jane and Mother in the Wild. Today we are going to be reading The Things That I Love About Trees.
Oh, thank you, Tula Jane. The Things That I Love About Trees, written by Chris Butterworth. Are you ready?
Get cozy.
It's spring. And the thing about trees that I love in the spring is that changes begin. There are buds, like beads, getting bigger on the branches. Trees are plants, big ones, and spring is the time when most plants put out new leaves. The flower buds on this plum tree are opening into blossoms, which are buzzing with bees. Bees visit the blossoms to collect nectar. Some pollen from each flower brushes onto a visiting bee, which carries it to the next flower. And other buds are opening into brand new leaves. The trees are waking up. New leaves are usually bright green and still a bit crumpled. When you touch them, they feel soft. Birds and squirrels build nests in the treetops, safely hidden among the new leaves. In summer, the thing about trees that I love is how big they look. This one's as wide as our building. Trees do most of their growing in spring and early summer. Their roots suck up water from under the earth. In hot weather, a big tree can drink as much as a bathtub full every day. Summer trees are shady and so full of leaves that when the wind blows, they swish like the sea. Leaves use sunshine to make food that the tree needs so that it can grow. By summer, leaves are thicker, stronger, and darker green than they were in the spring. The blossoms on the plum tree have all dropped now, but where each flower was, a little green plum is growing. A plum flower can't make its fruit without the pollen that the bees carried. A new plum needs to swell and ripen for several weeks in the summer sun before it's juicy and good to eat. In the fall, the days are shorter and cooler, so leaves start to change color and begin to die. The thing that I love about trees in the fall is how lots of them change color, from all shades of yellow to pumpkin orange and fire engine red. As well as bright leaves, I see tree seeds and ripe fruit, nuts for the squirrels, berries for the mice, and a sweet, sticky plum for a bird. In the middle of each plum is a seed that can grow into a new plum tree. When a storm blows in, the trees rain leaves. Catch one in the air and you can make a wish. Some leaves that look tiny high up on a tree turn out to be big on the ground. Not all trees lose their leaves in the fall. The ones that do are called deciduous trees. Trees that keep their leaves are called evergreen or coniferous. In winter, the thing that I love about trees is how bare they are. You can lean on the trunk and look all the way up to the top. When you touch the bark, it feels hard and rough. Tree bark protects a tree from insects and other animals that might eat it, and also from too much heat or cold. Trees that lose their leaves take a rest from growing through the dark, chilly days of winter. And when a storm comes, thrashing the branches, snapping off twigs, and rocking the trunk, the tree's roots hold it safe in the ground while it waits for the warm days of spring when the trees will begin to wake up all over again. There are lots of games you can play and all kinds of things you can do with trees. Build a hideout from big sticks and fallen branches. Start a collection of pine cones, leaves, twigs, acorns, or chestnuts. Use a fallen tree as a giant climbing frame. Make pictures and shapes with fallen leaves and sticks. Hide away in an old hollow trunk or under low-hanging leaves. Turn over logs and pieces of bark to go on a bug hunt. A magnifying glass might come in handy. Or you can stay very still and quiet to see the wild creatures that make their homes in the trees. I love this book so much because I love trees so much that I've started a summer camp for children who also love nature. And it's located where we live in Montreal, Canada. If you're curious about it, please feel free to log on to our website at www.motherinthewild.com to see all of the activities that I offer for children here in Montreal. And if you would like to request a book of your own, you can find the page to do that there. Thank you so much for listening and being here with us. Until next time.
Stay cozy.